This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. We're not alone in the studio at the moment, though, are we, Robbie?
We're not. We're joined by the fabulous Renee. How are you?
Hi, dolls. I'm really great, thank you. Nice to see you both.
Here's a familiar voice to Joy, you know. Like, you do well, well, well. We get you on whenever we can, quite frankly.
They broke the mold when they made me doll.
Didn't they just? Mm-hmm. We've got you in because pretty soon we're going to be chatting about a pretty awesome and exciting event. Here's a little clue to what that event is.
One of legitimately my favourite sound effects in the world.
It's so good. I just wish they could bottle it. That's obviously the shade button from RuPaul's Drag Race. And the last, I mean, they were giving away a shade button at RuPaul's Drag Con a couple of years ago. And God, I wish I had one because I love that sound so much.
You know a little bit about this event too, though, don't you, Dean?
I do. Yeah. Well, we're going to be getting on the blower and talking about it a little bit more. But we thought let's do a quick little Drag Race chat because the winner of Drag Race was announced last week, Evie Oddly. Ooh, was announced as the season 11 winner of Drag Race. Renee, do you have any opinions about that?
Don't put me on the spot like that.
Who was your favourite queen this year, Renee?
I was busy having a life whilst y'all were watching Drag Race, sorry. I give the queers what they want. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm a fan, okay?
I would be very careful with that, Renee, because for a lot of our community, RuPaul's Drag Race is our entire personality.
I kind of love that, Renee. Like, we're going to be talking about the event coming up very soon, but I love it every year because Renee's like, I don't know anything.
I'm a logistics girl. Yeah. It's up to you to make people have a good time.
Exactly. But now, Robbie, how did you feel about Evie winning?
I had to watch it twice. Now, I got called out on our social media this week because I was at the football on Friday night.
I love that so much, though. He was at the footy. He had a cover box at the footy, and it was great. And he was watching the Drag Race finale.
I was sitting directly behind the goals, and I had my little phone out with my headphones on. Someone caught a little bit of footage of me watching Drag Race
so funny
during the football game. But I when I watched it on that, I wasn't so sure that Evie had done so great. But when I rewatched on a big TV, I could see it. It was great.
I just realised we've got to let the chicks talking footy know that that's. I'm going to tag them in that post so that they can see and give you a bit of crap.
They will not be surprised.
But that's how I like to watch the footy. Like when they're nearby and the short shorts are around, great. But otherwise, what's going on my iPhone? Like,
he's a multifaceted kind of guy.
I know. Robbie knows how to keep going. But I was really pleased with the win. Evie had this amazing mirror head piece. So it was really wonderful and a whole heap of fun. So we're going to be talking all things RuPaul's Drag Race extravaganza coming up because next week is Thorn Harbour Health's massive major trivia fundraiser where it's going to be all about RuPaul. So Renee, you're sticking around and
coming up
after this, we're going to be talking Drag Race trivia and a whole heap of fun.
But first, a little bit of Follow the Sun from Evermore. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And we are very pumped to be talking about something very exciting, aren't we, Robbie?
We certainly are. One of my favourite topics, that's for sure.
Shall we give the listeners a little bit of a clue? Oh yeah. It's Drag Race time.
That's going to be one of my favourite songs that have come out.
I love it so much. I know people are like, oh my God, season 11's over. Oh my God, there's no more All-Stars. What are we going to do? Well, don't worry, peeps. We've got you covered. Joining us in the studio now is the fabulous Renee from Thorn Harbour Health. Hey, hey, hey.
Hello. Hi, dolls.
We've got her in as our local Drag Race expert.
You two need to back off. I'm holding the event. You need to bring the vibes, okay?
Okay. I'm losing it. So what we're talking about next Thursday, Thorn Harbour Health are having their major trivia fundraiser. For years, they've been doing some fabulous trivias each and every year, and it's a huge way to raise funds and have a fantastic time for the organisation. And in the last couple of years, they've decided to have a bit more of a theme to it. Instead of just random general knowledge trivia, they've done their drag on and made it RuPaul's Drag Race trivia.
And people are gagging for it.
Oh, my God, and they're gagging for it. The first time it happened, this is the third year that it's happened. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the first year that you organised it, wasn't it, Renee? Yeah. You were a little bit blown away, weren't you?
Yeah, look, I thought, what's a good theme? What's the queers going to, like, gag for? RuPaul's Drag Race. And then whenever I spoke to Dean about it, Dean was like, Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was. It sold out in a week or something ridiculous like that the first year. So we are pretty much up to capacity. We still have a few tables Ooh. Left. So if you're Drag Race fans, don't fool around and get online and get your table booked in.
So, Robbie, why do you think everyone's so obsessed with Drag Race?
It's really ingrained itself into our culture, hasn't it? I mean, we love reality TV, especially as a community. I think we really get behind trashy reality TV.
I know, I do.
And RuPaul's definitely ticks that box. But it's also reignited, I think, the drag, the whole industry of drag around the country and kind of around the world.
It's so awesome. Now, for those who don't know, the way that this works, it's a massive fundraising trivia, all Drag Race themed, which means if you don't know Drag Race, that's still okay because I make all the trivia. I'm going to be hosting it as the furry and fabulous Frog Hudson on the night, but I also make the trivia, so I make sure there's something fun for everyone.
How hard is it going to be, Dean?
Look, there's a nice blend of grains and herbs. For me, it's important to make sure it's all about your team. It's not about flying solo. You're on tables with everyone else. It's all about the team and the team that you make to get things right. So if you work together, you're guaranteed fun and you're guaranteed to have a good time. I also want to point out, it's not just Drag Race anymore. There's also Drag Race Thailand.
Yeah, right.
Which means so you're throwing some Drag Race Thailand in as well. Renee, do you know about Drag Race Thailand?
No.
Renee, do you know about Drag Race?
I don't have a TV. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging. I love it. I think it's so cute because originally Robbie was like, I've got it. Let's do a trivia. You versus Renee. And I'm like, oh, she'll know nothing.
She knows nothing.
It'll just be me not answering the questions properly.
Someone made a Hung reference the other day and I had no idea what
that
meant.
Was it Michael Whelan from Hide and Seek? Yes. Chances are. So when Renee says people were like, yeah, Drag Race, good theme. Basically, she was sitting next to Michael at Thorn Harbour Health and he was like, honey, do a Drag Race theme. Yeah, honey.
My skill set is speaking to the community, seeing what they want and making it happen and getting all you Drag Race fans to make it happen for me.
And it's a really awesome night. We actually do. We have a lip sync off and everyone has an absolute ball.
The mini challenges are more fun than the trivia.
Oh, my God. I know. I'm right there with you.
You see 40 people on stage doing a lip sync off. It is amazing.
That sounds pretty intense.
It's so much fun.
Being that it's a Drag Race theme, are we encouraging people to show up in drag?
So much.
Oh, big time.
I'm very here for it. I mean, I'm going to have to. So why should I be the only one? And quite frankly, I enjoy it because I get upstage because everyone does much better makeup than me, probably lip syncs better than me and has better styled hair than me. So I'm very here for that. But it is, if you want to get your drag on and whatever that may mean to you, then do it. Whether you identify as male, female, non-binary, however you identify doesn't matter. Whatever your drag expression is for you, why don't you put that on and come for the night?
For sure.
It's a whole heap of fun.
Even if it's just a lash and a bit of lip. Maybe that's what I'll do.
You'll probably do a bit of lip. Have you ever tried to put those lashes on? It's a bloody nightmare.
Yes, I have with glue all over in my illustrious 16 months as a drag queen career that
that's
I
right,
had.
That's right, you're one of the charges. That's right, Robbie.
Yes, it's always good to try and fail at things.
Oh, you were great.
I had a good time and that's
all that
matters.
You were absolutely awesome.
I've just secured my ticket today for this event and I cannot wait.
Oh, yay. So, I mean, tickets have been selling like hotcakes.
Yes, it's a big venue so we can fit a lot of people in, which means plenty of space for all you people.
There's even going to be a couple of joy tables with plenty of choices, which is really fantastic. And a couple of the people have been asking me, so how does it work? If we're on a table, does that mean, do we just kind of get first in best dress? What table do we go to? Will we be sitting with our friends? What does it mean? So Renee, what does it mean when you get a table?
So we used to do it that you booked your own tickets and that was really messy.
For you.
So one person needs to take control of your table and pay for the ticket and then you all just turn up and have a really good time. And a lot of the people that come have never watched Drag Race, a little bit like myself.
But that's the way to do it. So I want to guarantee you, even though it's a Drag Race trivia, I'm going to make sure that there are going to be at least a third of the questions that you will be able to get having no idea what Drag Race is.
Great.
You know, because I've got nothing else to do.
And there's lots to drink there. There's lots to eat there. There are lots of ways of spending money that means that you're actually fundraising for LGBTI health and well-being.
And you've even got some guys rocking up to be what are the RuPaul Drag Race boys called?
The pit crew.
Oh,
come on, doll. Yes. The stars of the show.
If Renee knew that and you didn't, there's something to be worried about.
It's definitely one of my favourite things about the event. We have this Melbourne Surge water polo team, the gay water polo team, and they're all pretty nice to look at.
They will get their clothes off for anything.
And I'm okay with it. I actually went and watched them play a couple of weeks ago.
Of course you did.
Watching, well, you know. I did. Watching water polo is the most confusing amazing thing ever because they're moving with such aggression and screaming and moving so quickly that you feel like everything's moving really fast, but they're in water. So it actually feels like you're watching the intensity of something at an 11, but at the speed of a 3. And my brain was like, I just can't quite handle it. But I understand why now they all look so fabulous
they're
and great.
They're so ripped.
And, you know, I keep thinking I should join, but I'm a floater when it comes to the water. I just like to bounce around on top of the water.
Maybe
I don't
you could
really
just be a water boy and help care for them all.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, but they're going to be there on the night of the pit crew, which is absolutely fantastic.
And they're all going to be in their budgie smugglers, even though it's the middle of winter.
It's
so
freezing.
Come along just to see that.
It's worth it. And do we have some entertainment other than me, of course?
Yes, other than yourself, other than Frock Hudson, we have Simple, the drag queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Simple, they're doing some pretty out there
stuff.
Simple is
anything but.
Yeah.
I love Simple.
Exactly.
Simple's wonderful.
Simple's performing, and Bathsheba, who's also a huge Drag Race fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. So we're looking forward to having everyone there. It's a really warm and well-heated venue with cheap booze.
And a whole heap of fun.
And lots of fun.
So come on down. We've just put the details up on our social media, so it's all there. You can get the details to the link. Tickets have been selling like hotcakes, but there are a few tables left, so get yourself in it. Now, the most important question, do we think we can talk Robbie into getting his drag on for the night and coming along?
No.
Come on, dog.
Oh, wait, it's hibernation. You're not going to shave that beard?
Absolutely not.
It's also happening in the middle of hibernation, so that beard's not going
way
nowhere.
Way too cold for that level of effort. I am on annual leave next week, though, so maybe. I'll have a think about
it. Let the fun begin.
Lip and a lash.
Well, we're going to be there.
At least a little bit of makeup.
We're going to be there. It's going to be a whole heap of fun. So come and join us next Thursday at the Thorn Harbour Drag Race Trivia Extravaganza.
Yeah.
You can get the details on the Thorn Harbour Health website or just jump onto our social media right now and you'll see the link to them. Grab yourself a table, grab yourself a ticket and come on down and have a whole heap of fun. Mm. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dee.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.